the worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it. Five. It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Filling with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah! So great!
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysms start.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Having trouble finding the will to live? Don't worry, we'll put an end to that. It's a freak accident. Welcome to the show. I meant we'll give them a reason to live.
Oh, okay. All right.
See, you thought I was going negative.
So did I.
I usually do. So
yeah, that's usual. But it's the reason for the season. You're happy.
There you go. Yeah, I am actually pretty happy these days. Things are okay.
Ish. Kind of.
I mean, here's the thing.
It just keeps getting worse.
Yeah, I'm so busy, typically, that I don't have time to stop and think on whether or not things are okay or not okay.
Okay.
I just assume, I'm assuming the best.
That's the best way to go about life.
I'm Crisco. This is a freak accident. There's four hosts. Only three are present. We have one still on continued leave of absence. But Lazy E's here.
And I had something happen to me that I'm...
You time traveled again.
No.
Damn.
I'm pretty sure is not a good thing. But I'm getting a 50-50 response about what this person did to me was good or bad.
Oh, good. Well, Mickey and I can weigh in. Maybe she'll say one thing and I'll say the other and it'll still be 50-50.
Yeah.
Was the person me?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
Wow. Cool, because then you would have known 100% it's bad.
I had two things to share, and I didn't know which one to do today.
So do both.
Okay. I was also...
Well, okay. All
I right. was also called fat passively by a person I didn't know.
Oh, all right.
So we'll lead into those two things in a little bit.
Terrific. And Mickey's here.
Yep, I'm here.
Still looking like a corpse.
And I'm going to feel more like a corpse in about an hour because I had the Golden Arches for dinner.
Oh, it's going to get farty in here.
Nasty.
You don't understand. I opened the door when she rang the doorbell. We don't have a doorbell.
I knocked.
Whatever. It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
I opened the door and she's standing there and she just had this look on her face. It was like out of a Romero movie. It really was just like a zombie standing there staring at me across the threshold.
I feel like one.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got
I've got like 3 more months of this.
And the person who you're doing work for keeps giving you more things to do.
Oh, yeah. It's fine. I love it. I love all of it.
At this point, the next thing she's going to ask Mickey to do is rip the house down completely and build it from scratch.
I honestly think that's what she should have done to begin with. Just buy a plot of land and build a house.
Oh, that sounds like a really smart person.
They're like ripping apart every single last possible square inch of the one that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's fine if you like the house that you're in, you just want to update it, I guess. Nothing really wrong with that. People do extensive remodels.
They
and,
do.
You know, renovations all the time.
And like I said to her, I understand she's got to go home to it. She needs to enjoy where she lives.
Yeah.
So I do understand. But sometimes I wonder if it's impulse rather
right.
than making it informed decision.
See, the real estate agent in me is like, yeah, get out of there so we can add another house to the inventory because inventory's still low and it's bad. So, yeah, go build something new, lady. Get a life.
Wow.
Get a move on here. But this show is called A Freak Accident, in case you didn't know. It's the best mistake ever. And our website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. And our email, if you'd like to reach out to us, which would be cool, is freaks@afreakaccident.com. So it's pretty easy to keep in touch with us, that sort of thing. Do I have anything? I'm wondering if I have anything, though. I mean,
well, I could start and tell you the fat story.
Go for it. Yeah, let's do it, fatty.
So I got a thing of sushi. Sushi Sunday. You have to do it.
Yeah, it's a great deal.
And I order all my sushi. I go to pick it up, and I get it. I open up the bag, and there's two sets of chopsticks in there. That's passively calling me fat.
Oh, because they thought there's definitely too much in here for one person.
Yeah. Oops. That hurt.
What did you order?
I just ordered 3 rolls.
Yeah, that's not a lot. I eat 3 when I go there, and I'm not... Well, I can't...
Yeah.
At this point, I can't even say I'm not fat because I...
I'm sorry, 4.
I've done 4 before, too.
Yeah.
So that's not terrible. Well, I've done like...
I mean, 5. No.
I mean, is that all that you had for dinner, though?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. That's not
but
that much.
But she passively called me fat.
That is true. She did do that.
By putting in that second thing of chopsticks, she should have said, you know, is this good? And just had one in there. I would have said no if I needed another one.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
But...
Did you even use the chopsticks?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing. I can't even make fun of him for being fat because I continue to gain weight somehow.
And I'm losing inches. I'm not losing weight. I'm losing inches.
That's good. That's what you want. You want to lose it. What are you doing? Are you dieting?
No, I'm just eating. Well, I'm eating a little bit healthier because I'm a proofreader. But
the fat is time traveling.
Yeah.
It's slipping into other dimensions.
Exactly.
You know, you lose
whatever
track.
Works.
Yeah, you lose track of time, dip into an alternate timeline, drop a couple. You know, it's all good.
That's right. I'm getting swole in the other world. Right.
Yeah. He's crossing over. It's kind of like that movie, Everything Everywhere All at Once, if you saw that.
Yeah.
So he's like crossing over, and there's a version of him in another universe that's like super fit, and he's getting some of his gains in the process. That's how it's going.
Gains in other lanes, baby.
Yeah. Me, I don't know. I'm not, well, this is also the time of the year when, like, for Hell on Earth and I, it's like birthday, anniversary, birthday, Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, we're going out, we're eating out, we're seeing family, we're eating a lot, you know, there's like heavy meals, stuff like that. She bakes cookies, she bakes cakes, we have leftover cubes, we got to eat. So it's a perfect storm for me to fatten up. And also, it's getting cold, which means like my cardio takes a hit because normally I would run or walk. You know, when the weather's nice, I walk everywhere.
You could do it in the cold too.
I mean, but that's miserable. I'm not doing that. I'm not bundling up five layers. No.
Who says you have to? Once you start moving, you're gonna warm up anyways.
I don't like.
You could get Under Armour.
Yeah, but that's cost money too, and it's like.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's all neither here nor there. I mean, I've been trying to hit like the treadmill at the gym when I go, rather than just lifting, to keep my step count up. But like I said, I weighed myself this last week, and I am heavier now than I was when I was at my fattest back in 2016. Figure that out.
But doesn't muscle weigh more than fat?
That's what they say. You know, they say that, and I mean, I have put on muscle over the last year,
right?
But still, it's like. I mean, I'm not bursting out of my jeans.
Okay.
You know, I still fit in all my pants, my belt loops. I haven't gone up or down on those. It's the same number still. So it's like, well, I'm not really like, so I'm not getting fat.
Yeah.
But I'm retaining something. And my electronic smart scale keeps telling me that my fat percentage is still too high relative to the overall, like, you know, mass of my body.
Maybe it's lying to you.
Just give up.
Maybe it is. Maybe I got to change the batteries in it or something.
Give up. You'll be happier.
I would love to. But I can't.
You can.
I can't go back to the life where the button popped off the front of my pants.
Yes, you can. Just get bigger pants.
I felt so ashamed that day.
Or
I had to walk
sweatpants.
Around the rest of the day with my fly undone because the button had popped off.
Yeah.
All right, I gotta see.
He's getting thinner. I'm getting fatter, and now
I need to know if what happened to me was not the right thing to happen. Because I think what the person did to me is not right.
Okay.
So, rewind to when the radio station was doing the Santa parades. Okay? So this is a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And I see other competing radio stations. I know the people over there, so I say hi.
Yeah.
And there's a new person there, and I say hi to them. We get in talking. She likes the same music, and I'm like, that's cool. See you later. We're going to do the Santa parade. Fast forward to about last week, I get a random text to my phone. I then get another text from somebody that I used to work with that works over there. Mm. And they said, hey, I gave that girl your phone number because she needs friends.
Uh-oh.
You don't give out somebody's phone number before asking.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You can give out my Facebook. That's fine.
Sure, right.
Message me on Facebook. That's public.
Yeah, I can block you on that or mute you and ignore you. That's just fine.
That's public.
Yeah.
And that's not as intrusive as giving out your phone number.
Right. No, I completely agree. If somebody does not ask me first, can this person have your number?
Yeah, no, that's not copacetic.
And I don't know this person. Like, I mean, granted, the person is very nice, I found out. But I don't know her motive. Like, I'm not trying to say I'm all hot stuff, but then proofreader saying, Yeah. Like, getting a little worried about that. Yeah, and I said, listen, I didn't provoke this.
Right, yeah. Well, here's the thing. And I agree 100%. Like, you don't give out somebody else's number without consulting them first. And I can back this up because earlier this year, we had lost someone in our D&D group. And I was trying to find a new person. And there was a guy I know. I know him personally. Okay? I'm friends with him on Facebook. We talk. You know, we've hung out before. And it was like, but I didn't have his number. But a mutual friend of ours did.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked him to ask this guy I was trying to reach out to. I said, hey, can you reach out to him and ask him if it's okay if you give me his number?
Yeah.
I went through all of that trouble.
Sure.
Knowing he was probably going to say yes anyway, because of course, you know, he's a you know, an acquaintance at the time. I mean, you know, but it's like, it doesn't matter. Like, I still was like, I'm not just going to randomly shoot this dude a text, you know, or like go and ask somebody like, hey, give me his number and then just text him. Because like, if he doesn't want people having his number.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I have to ask first.
Yes.
But that just seems like common sense.
I thought so, too.
Apparently not.
Again, no. Am I miffed about it? No. Like, I'm not miffed that this person texted me. It's not like it ruined my life.
No.
Confused.
It confused me a lot. Yeah. But I think at least just ask. That's it. What? And the fact that I got the text at the same time pissed me off even more.
Yeah. What, understandable.
What company? Can we say?
Nah, I'd rather not.
Yeah, he's not trying to throw anybody under the bus. I'm trying to think, like, because I know, because the thing is, like, radio around here in this part, well, it's probably true everywhere. It's a very closed industry.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has worked everywhere for everybody else at some point or another, and that's especially true in this market. Like, everybody's been everywhere.
It's a very tight-knit community.
Inbred, one might say.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
A little incestual.
Yeah. Everybody knows each other very closely. You know, they've worked here, there, and everywhere. So... I'm trying to think. Well, I'll ask you off.
Yeah.
Just because my own curiosity is getting the better of me. But yeah, maybe not put anybody on blast. But yeah, no, that ain't right. Don't do that.
No.
Yeah. Don't go get, if you're listening right now and you're one, you know, don't ever give out somebody else's phone number without asking them first.
Yeah. Yes.
Or, yeah, right. Yeah.
That's all you have to do.
Right.
Simple. And I probably would have said yes.
Right.
I wouldn't have had any problem with that. The problem came when you didn't.
Right, yeah. You didn't ask at all. I'm just getting texts from strangers.
Yeah.
Was it at an odd hour?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because that would have been like, if you're texting me at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I would have been.
Like that.
Livid.
Yeah, I'm throwing my phone against the wall.
Well, he wouldn't have noticed. He would have been passed out.
Oh, that's true.
He would have gotten it in the morning and then been livid.
But if it woke me up? Oh.
True.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't, but you don't, you, like The Miz, you leave it on vibrate. You know,
yeah.
You don't, we don't have ringtones. We have vibrate because mm-hmm. we like the way it feels against our boys.
Oh, no.
It's true.
Bzz, bzz, ah.
Text me again.
That's why I'm always in a good mood when people text me.
Oh, boy.
Got to keep the dream alive. All right. We got a show today to get to. A whole podcast worth of stuff. Lots of things, too. We had a couple of things that we... did we mention them last week?
We mentioned the first thing.
Okay,
for
sure. Yeah, because we think we were going to do this one last week. The wedding etiquette. Worst things guests and couples can do at weddings. So,
I have one coming up.
Terrific. Well, this will school you and proofreader and how to act. When
and
you go
we'll
to this
see
thing.
How wrong Murder and I were at the one that we were just at.
When was that? This weekend?
Last Black Friday.
Oh, okay. Time.
I have no idea. It
right
is.
Now. We got social norms that people are sick of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A politician lost his election. For the dumbest reason imaginable.
This is a big bonehead moment.
It's hilarious to me. We got 15 music acts that are not good, not bad, just boring. And if we have time, a man is trying to collect 1 million copies of a certain movie. Why?
It's more confusing as you get into the details.
Yeah, that one specifically, I've got to wonder. Like, that's a choice. That is a choice.
Is it Shazam?
That movie doesn't exist.
No, Shazam exists.
Well, I mean,
Kazam doesn't.
Well, the
whatever.
We went over this. The timelines are merging. I don't like it.
This episode of A Freak Accident is fueled by Parlor Beverages.
Parler is responsible for brewing the highest quality craft soda you'll ever gulp down. But Parler isn't just soda, it's a lifestyle. Their rock and roll beverages feed off the nostalgia of yesteryear, are edgy and experimental, and they have something for everybody with three delicious and unique flavors available now. Root beer, birch beer, and butterscotch root beer.
And we've mentioned the Dad Pack, which is like a bunch of really cool, it's like swag, it's root beer. If they have jerky now, Parler has.
And you get pomade from Memphis Mayfire's one member.
Yeah, see, so it's like a whole bunch of cool stuff to help you be stylish and chic and also fill your stomach with deliciousness just in time for the holiday season. So go ahead and check out that Dad Pack, baby.
So stop whatever you're doing and go to drinkparler.com right now to order the best freaking root beer and, like we said, some banging merch for yourself. Parler ships anywhere in the United States, so they'll come to you wherever you are. And right now, listeners of A Freak Accident can get a special deal. Just use the promo code FREAK at checkout to get 20% off your entire order. That's code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, for 20% off at drinkparler.com.
Parler beverages, drink more freaking root beer.
The early bird catches the worm. But the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is A Freak Accident.
Yeah, so I remember last week I mentioned apparently now there's no off season for weddings. They just happen whenever.
I don't think there ever was.
I think there's more in the spring and the summer.
Yeah.
But they definitely happen all year round.
I remember when Hell on Earth got, and I got married, it was in November.
Okay.
And I remember them specifically saying it wasn't, we got a decent deal on the whole ceremony and everything else because we did it all in one place. Ceremony, reception, we did it at a hotel complex, like a resort. And like, it was all, they told us like, oh yeah, it's a decent deal because we're, you know, it was the slow season. Most people aren't getting married in November or around the holidays. But I guess apparently that's not necessarily 100% true because it does still happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, but whatever, you know, whether you got a wedding in a week, a month, next year, 2 years from now.
I have one in 1 week to go to.
1 week. Okay. So this this survey from YouGov may be beneficial to you. And it's asking, what is the worst thing a guest can do at a wedding? Okay. The biggest faux pas you can make is apparently... Well, let's go through this. We've got the top five, okay? Five rudest things a wedding guest can do. We're not going to start at number one. We'll start at five and work our way down to one, and then we got some extra data here, too. So number five, and I can't imagine why this would ever be okay, giving a speech without permission.
Oh, the Michael Scott way. Just give a speech.
Yeah.
Party crasher.
Yeah, like that's usually reserved for
best man,
maid of honor. The maid of honor has been in more recent years. I've noticed the last couple of weddings that I've gone to, the maid of honor will give a speech.
Well, I've seen both.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's, traditionally, I think it was best man, always best man. But now the maid of honor is getting included in it too.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I mean. I'm seeing them both do it
right
at one wedding.
Yeah, but those are the people usually who are allocated to do such a thing.
Right. Well, they are closest to the. Bride and groom.
Right,
so.
Yeah. So it's your random drunk cousin getting up to give a speech is probably not a good idea.
And they're probably going to say something embarrassing that you really don't want.
Right, yeah. I mean, maybe. You know, my big thing was, hey, I don't care. Embarrass me.
Sure.
Nah.
Make it into a roast.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it kind of is already. But no, I'm saying something like, oh, she better not drink wine because she's pregnant and no one else knows.
Right. Yep. So yeah, 74% of respondents said no to that. No, that's the worst thing. Number four is getting too drunk. Mm-hmm. Anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Done that.
Unless it's the whole party.
See, I made
there
the
are plenty of weddings that have been like that.
Yeah. The last wedding I drank at, I drank... And I was doing fine. I was on a good pace. And then some guy invited me out to smoke weed.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where it went. The pace went away.
Right, yeah.
It was a race, not a pace.
Now you're in overdrive. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, yeah, I'm feeling great.
I remember, normally, like, I mean, I always usually drink casually. Like, rare is it that I drink to get drunk. But I can remember one wedding where I did end up getting, like, really, really in the bag. And that was just because some random guy who was, like, there He was just an attendant. I don't even think he was in the groomsmen or the bridal party or anything like that. He was just buying everybody drinks. And he was standing talking to me, and you know, he was talking to me for a while, me and a couple other people who were there, and he just kept buying us rounds and rounds and rounds. He's like, "Oh, I got it. Don't worry. I want everybody to have a good time." And it's like, who is this guy? I don't even remember who he was.
Who are you?
Who is this guy? But he kept getting me, you know what I mean? I never had an empty one in my hand, so it just ended up being, you know, by the end of the night, I was apparently rolling around on the floor of the hotel room in my underwear, much to Hello Nurse's delight. Yeah. But yeah, I could see, like, during the ceremony, yeah. Honestly, one of the worst things I can remember was a wedding. The bridal party was an hour and a half late to the reception.
Oh, no.
Because they had gotten a party bus, and they were getting blitzed they went off to do the pictures. And while doing the pictures and getting to the reception, they got completely blitzed. And so they were an hour and a half late to the reception. Like, we're sitting there, and I'm like, I'm effing starved. And, like, yeah, we can't eat until these clowns get here. So then they finally come stumbling in, giggling. And I'm like, this sucks. Worst wedding I've ever been to. You should be ashamed of yourselves. I mean, I know it's your day, but also, I'm paying to be there.
Yeah.
So, 74% say it's rude. 7% are neutral. 19% think it's fine. 1 in 5 of us think you should expect drunk people at weddings.
Sure.
Yeah, because especially if you have an open bar.
Yeah.
You've set the precedent.
Right. I mean, I also think, though, like, yeah, you're setting the precedent, but at the same time, like, you know, control yourselves. Like, don't ruin this day.
Well, I say at least wait till the reception to ruin the day. Because the wedding is theirs. The reception is everybody else's.
Right.
That's what a reception's for. It's for everybody else for doing it, for showing up and everything like that. So I'm okay with the reception. If you're getting drunk in the wedding.
I mean, if you're getting drunk, that's fine. If you're causing a scene, I think that's something different. You know, even at the reception, it's like, don't, you know, you can get drunk, have a good time, whatever. But, like, don't be the person that gets so obnoxiously drunk that you cause problems.
Yeah, that you're giving out the speech.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I have a feeling that there probably is a lot of crossover between those two. That Venn diagram is very close to being just a complete circle.
Uh-huh.
Wearing something fancier or more extravagant than the couple. How is that your responsibility that they have bad taste? What are you going to do?
Yeah, but you don't, if you're a guest, you don't wear a tux.
Although I remember it was not a wedding that I went to, it was one that I decorated for, and I had to be there to help move things around mid, like, reception. The mother of the bride wore a whiter, more extravagant dress than the bride.
Oh, the mother?
Yeah.
She should know if anybody.
So bad.
You don't wear white to a wedding.
There was a TikTok recently that I saw where it was, and I've seen different examples of this over the years, but this one was pretty egregious because, like, the person showed up to somebody else's wedding wearing a wedding gown. Like, literally, you showed up in your bridal dress to somebody else's wedding. And I guess, like, there were people who were, a few people were confused as to who was actually the bride. Now, that's bad. And, granted, you're not supposed to wear white to a wedding anyway.
But then to wear a wedding dress.
Yeah, literally to wear a wedding dress. That's, like, unbelievably.
And sad.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah, it is. Like, you know, obviously this person thinks that they're the main character of their life and they're just, you know.
Everybody's just a supporting cast.
That's it. Yeah, you're all NPCs. I'm the center of attention and I always need to be. Ugh. Number two, the dress code is formal, but you show up casual, like wearing jeans or something. 79% say that's inappropriate. I mean, I think if the dress...
Yeah, you don't go too overdressed, but you also don't go in jeans and jean shorts, unless it is that type of wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be, but
or,
like,
they don't send instructions.
Yeah, well, that if they don't, then yeah, there's no, you know...
I mean, you could kind of read the room, though, with the people.
Well, then you're too late because you're in the room with the people.
Well, no, but I mean, you could read the room by the people who invited you.
Yeah, he meant that, like, as a...
Yeah.
What's the word I'm looking for? You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Figure of speech.
Yeah, yeah. Read the room. Yeah, you know these people. You know they're uptight snobs.
That...
So more reason to wear jeans and a t-shirt.
That, or if they don't say, ask. What happened to asking?
Yeah. I mean, it's very simple to find out.
What's the attire?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen examples of, like, weddings where it was formal or whatever, and then you see somebody show up, you know, dressed in like jeans and a casual shirt or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I've seen that happen on occasion. The only time where I think it's acceptable is like the person showed up like late because either like they were working or something happened and like they otherwise couldn't be there earlier. Right. So like wherever they were, they came right from there to the wedding. So it's sure. Like, at that point, I'm like, you know what? You went through the trouble to show up when like you could have just said, ah, you know, screw it, I'm not even going to bother.
Right.
It's like, that's like, fine. You know
but
what I mean?
That example is few and far between.
Well, I would imagine it is, sure. But yeah, that's, you know, yeah. Don't show up in like a Hawaiian shirt. And number one, not RSVPing at all.
That I get mad at, period. Like, I mean, if I'm having a get together with my friends and I make a Facebook group,
mm-hmm.
just say yes or no. Eventually, say yes or no.
What right. if I never see it?
Well, that is your problem, not mine. Then you're not coming anyways.
Right.
But you RSVP because that costs money.
Right. Yeah.
That includes money for people.
Well, look at your 40th birthday. How many people did you have to chase down to get them to confirm or deny whether or not they were
there
coming?
There were some people I had
count.
To.
Yeah.
Because, and it's like, listen, I just want to know what kind of room we need. That's it.
Yeah.
Simple. And do you know what the thing is? It's a yes or no.
Yeah.
And you, I'm sorry, people's lives aren't that spontaneous that they can't, a month in advance, can't make a decision.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's, well, and you need to, too, because the other thing is, like, when we were planning Hello Nurse's surprise party recently, like, I told people a month in advance,
yeah.
you know, hey, here's when it is, and, like, I can't tell you how many of them were like, okay, great. And then it's like, you know, a week, 2 weeks before, I'm like, hey, like, I'm trying to get a final head count. Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't make it. I'm like, where were you? Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Happened?
Like, what?
Just, right.
You know, it's like, oh, you hear, okay, great. And you're like, oh, okay, I guess they're coming then. You
but
know?
You get the other end, too, where plenty of people will say, yeah, I'm coming. And then the day of, they don't show up.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, going deeper, because those are the top five. Going deeper, 72% think it's rude to propose at someone else's wedding.
Oh, yeah?
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Because it's not your day.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's someone else's day.
That's real bad. Unless you had permission from the bride and groom.
Right.
Here's the thing. Why are you doing that? That's weird. That's freaking weird.
The only thing that makes sense to me in that scenario is like in Murderer's Case, where it was all family that we do not see on a regular basis.
Okay.
Maybe like once every couple of years. It would make sense for another family member to propose
in
that light because all of the family is there.
Pick the time, though. Like pick it wisely.
Yeah, I know.
65% say the same thing about bringing a plus one without permission.
Again, that's money.
Right. Yeah, and it's also headcount and facilities and things like that. 59% say you should never wear white. I'm surprised that wasn't higher on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the poll also asked, what are some of the most inappropriate things that a couple... that is, the bride and groom can do at their own wedding. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
So the top vote getters are asking guests to pay for their own meal.
Well, you kind of already do that with the present.
Generally speaking, I think that's...
the present.
Yeah. The common way of going about it is you give them enough of a gift to cover the cost of your food at minimum.
We're back to trading money again.
Shut up, Mickey. That's everything in life is bartering.
It is.
That's how we started. Yeah, it's called the economy.
Okay? Yeah.
This is how it all works. The bride's dress showing too much skin.
Nah, that's just entertainment, man.
Hey, whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
See what he got.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Hello Nurse looked like a bombshell during our wedding, and I was thrilled.
Yeah, you show up.
I was very, very happy. Not allowing any plus ones at all. That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's inconsiderate, very inconsiderate.
And making people pay for their drinks.
Yeah, I'm a big thing, and I don't drink, but at me and Proofreader's wedding, whenever that may be, we're going to have an open bar because that's just considerate.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I do know people, though, like we've been to weddings where there wasn't an open bar.
Mm-hmm.
There was a cash bar, and that was like, okay, well, in those instances, though, those people had a... what do you want to call it? Like an aversion to alcohol.
Yeah.
So like they weren't gonna like pay for people to, you know what I mean, vibe. Get sloshed. So it's like, all right, fine. If you've got like a weird moral thing about this, whatever, like I'm not going to tell you what to do about your day. But they at least had the option for you to be able to get something for yourself, though. You know, it right. wasn't like they were like, none at all. You know, nobody's allowed to have anything.
I
that would
don't,
be weird.
You don't.
Yeah, right.
And I would think you can probably cap a cash bar, too, so nobody's taking advantage of...
No, you usually
you
just
an open
buy.
Bar?
No, an open bar. An you open buy. Bar. You buy the bottles, pretty much.
Yeah,
it's not that much. In when you think about it, it's really not that much.
I'm sure.
I'm thinking it's
not.
Like because when me and the ex,
if you're
were
drinking
that way,
a normal amount,
it's something around 500.
Yeah,
for an open bar. So at yeah. certain facilities, but. That's not that bad.
No, I mean, it's...
When you think of the grand scheme of how much a wedding costs?
Yeah, yeah.
$500 is a drop in the bucket.
they ain't cheap. They don't. They run... they're pricey. As I remember, my sister got married over the summer, and that was nice, but it was also small, and the reception right. was like in a friend of theirs owned a farm, and it was like on their land. That was where the reception was. It was very nice, but it was also... simple mm-hmm. and it wasn't overly expensive.
Yeah,
you know, they got married in on a scenic overlook at one of the state parks out there in Minnesota, so it was like that was nice too. No facilities, no nothing, right. like, you know, it wasn't yeah. large, there wasn't a huge crowd, you know, it was like two dozen people I think showed nice. up, so like that's nice. Do something like that, it's simple.
Yeah,
you know, this is hopefully this is helpful to somebody.
Yeah.
Just be a decent human being when you go to these things. It's not that hard.
It's not about you.
Yeah. Don't make an ass of yourself. Like, yeah. God, you should know how to do that. And if you don't, I don't know. Maybe just stay home, period.
Yeah.
Like, never leave your house. Up next is social norms that people are sick of. We'll see if we're sick of them, too.
Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz, that sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/A Freak Accident Podcast.
I'm confused by the lyrics.
I was just thinking the same thing.
All right.
Listen, it had normal in it.
Okay, I'll grant you that. It wasn't a knock against your selection of the song. It was more so like the contents of the song itself. I'm trying to reason out what this person thinks normal is.
Maybe that's the whole meaning.
Could be. Well, that goes along with this this segment, which is a bunch of responses from a recent Ask Reddit thread were compiled, and we have them here. So now, this is basically the question that was asked, which there's some interesting ones. A lot of sex questions on Ask Reddit, though.
Yeah.
I subscribed to that one recently, so I can see these conversations when they pop up. It's all people just trying to get horny. it's weird.
So it's the new Craigslist.
It could be, yeah. But anyway, this the question was, what social norms are you sick of? So these are things that are, like, common, mm-hmm. but we're just freaking tired of them, okay? So, number 10 on the compiled answers, because there was like thousands
okay.
of answers. So we compiled on
Do
the
we
top.
Get names?
No. I'll see if I can find some names. Mm-hmm. I might be able to. Sprinkles on donuts. One person said they don't add any flavor and just make a gigantic mess and stain your fingers.
No. Sprinkles make you happy.
Yes, they do.
So
sprinkles are fun.
That. Yeah. So that person's just a...
It's sugar. It's extra sugar.
Yeah. That's just... And it's colorful. It's
yeah.
happiness.
I don't mind sprinkles on donuts.
That's
I don't mind sprinkles on ice cream.
Yeah, I get sprinkles on ice cream.
See? Number 9, the blatant spreading of misinformation, especially by people who know better and are supposed to be trustworthy. I don't know that that's, what is this, a social norm?
No.
I don't know that that's normal.
Well, it's normal in the political world, but.
Yeah.
I mean, it is unfortunately, I will say this, it is unfortunately normal. It is like a lot of people do it.
So
but
maybe
I don't,
it is a social norm.
But I don't think that it's something that's like, you know, that much of a... I mean, I don't know. That just seems like a weird gripe to me. You know, like we're trying to get down to like, oh, sprinkles on donuts. Like, okay, that's like, you know, fine, whatever. Spreading misinformation. Okay. Like people...
Again, if you know it's misinformation, that means that you're doing your homework and reading.
Yeah, well, that is a good point, because like the person who's going to spread information, or the person who's going to believe in misinformation that's being spread, is probably the kind of person that's like not going to do their research and is going to spread misinformation of their own. So like,
I was already a man.
It's kind of like a self-feeding machine.
Yes.
You know, it's perpetual motion, basically. I mean, I agree it's dumb, you know, it's annoyed me over the last couple of years when I saw people, you know, going back to 2020, people that whose opinions I used to respect that like really just fell apart, when faced with a society upending event, they just went off the deep end and were like, ooh, wow, I spent a lot of time listening to you. And,
tell me how you really feel.
Yeah, well, now it's, I'm done with that now.
When I was 16, I didn't want to party anymore. I didn't want to play games anymore. I grew up. I'd already been in the fights, all the big rituals. Uh-huh. I'd already had probably, I hate to brag, so I'm not bragging, it's actually shameful, probably 150 women or more. That's conservative. 15? I had over 150 women. I'd already been in fights with full-grown men. I was already dating college girls by the time I was 15 years old. I was already a man. I was already a man.
So he admits to being a victim of pedophilia.
Yeah. No,
but here's the...
When his audience hates pedophiles more than anything else in the world.
That's misinformation.
Well, okay, yeah, that's Alex Jones to a T. You're right. All right, but whatever. Let's see, number 8. Any type of political view becoming your whole identity. It's interesting that we follow that last one with this one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, that was 2020 in a nutshell.
Dude, it's now. It's today. It's every day with some people.
With some people, but especially in 2020. That was a hobby for people during COVID.
I know. Well aware.
Well, it was also an election year, so it was really
easy. It doesn't matter. I've never seen an election year where so many people were... Politics is number one in my life.
Yeah.
It's like it should never be number one in your life.
So we're going to see how next year goes.
I'm sure it'll be bad.
Dude, let me tell you something. There was a moment in my life when politics, I was heavily into it.
Oh, we remember.
It was all, yeah, I'm sure you do. It was all that I talked about for a brief moment in time.
Yeah, Politicrisco.
Yeah, well, I mean, he still shows up from time to time, but I mean, there was
a
time.
Not as bad.
There was not as bad. But that's what I mean. Years ago, though, it was for a brief stint.
Sure.
It was. And like, man, I look back on that stuff
it
now.
It makes
like,
you miserable.
Oh, it's so cringe. All that stuff just makes me want to puke now reading back on it. It's like, my God, man. Like, what was I doing?
I don't know. Oof. Learning.
I mean, at least I did learn. One person said it's dumb to think any modern issue is black and white or is only driven by hateful motives. Nuance needs to have its place again. I agree with that. Also, the idea that there's only one right opinion or one right side to something going along with that.
There usually never is.
I will tell you, usually there never is. Nothing is black and white. There are degrees and shades of gray to everything, and there's nuance with everything. You can't paint with a broad brush. Individuals are remarkably individual.
Yeah.
Each person is different. So it's surprising when you actually talk to people how much you understand that like you can't just contextualize or assume something about an entire group.
Yeah, group A and group B. Nope. Yep.
Yeah, it's always othering. One person added, people having an opinion on everything and expecting everyone else to as well.
Those people are obnoxious. Sometimes you just want to bring something up and let it be.
You mean you want somebody to listen to you talk?
Yeah, well, you listen to me talk, maybe have a quip about it, but not have, like, what I'm envisioning is, like,
an argument,
a staunch opinion on a subject. And it's like, we don't need to make everything an argument. Yeah.
What they're doing.
There was a thing that happened recently. A friend of mine, a close friend, actually, posted something. It was like a meme. I thought it was funny. So, like, I left, like, a comment on it, you know, basically like a ha-ha sarcastic remark. And he replied with, like, this political tirade.
Oh,
and
no.
I was just like, dude, no, that is not what I came here for.
I came for the meme.
Yeah, I came for the lols, man. Like, what is this? You need to, bro, step back. Take a step back.
That's what he said.
I was already a man.
Yeah, like my God, man. Like,
I'm a man.
Seriously, go outside and touch grass. You've been spending too much time indoors watching Fox News and reading the internet. You need to relax. Number 7, letting kids have cell phones.
I think kids should have cell phones. I don't, maybe not all the functionality of them, but I think to keep safe.
Like, depending on the age.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, if it's to keep safe, that means the child should literally have, like, their parents' number and the police number, or they shouldn't be allowed to go on social media.
Well, that's
media.
What I mean. It should have very limited functionality.
Yeah.
Until you're, like, 16, maybe 17.
Yeah,
19.
But I mean, to have a phone, if they're being left somewhere, like if they're old enough to go to the mall.
Yeah.
And just hang out.
A parent this day and age would never allow that.
But if it does happen, they should have a cell phone.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I mean, I had a phone when I was like 14,
mm-hmm.
but all it did was make calls, and it was literally just to say, "Mom, come pick me up." Like that was all it was for.
Yeah,
you know, text messaging came along when I was like 15, 16, I think. But even so, like I mean, in today's day and age, realistically, you know what you got to ask. What are you using the phone for? Social media websites, as far as I'm concerned, do not allow users under 18.
You're
no,
not
it's 13.
13.
Is it now?
Yeah.
It's always been.
Has it been? Because like there was some.
Now, I think, I agree it shouldn't be until you're 18.
I think Snapchat might be 18 now, but it's always been 13 and under.
I had thought that there was one recently. Like, I was surprised to find out that it was like 18. Or whatever. No, I guess. I forget what it was, but it was either that or I was surprised that it wasn't 18 before that, but it had been changed to 18. But basically, like, yeah, I mean, realistically, they shouldn't be.
No.
You know, you shouldn't be on there. You shouldn't be out there unless you're a full-grown adult, just because of the dangers that exist from people preying on children anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, yeah, realistically, in that sense, like, you shouldn't need a phone before you're an adult, so. Why not? Number six, the expectation of constant availability.
No.
Well, that's with the cell phone.
Well, that is that.
You're always available.
Yeah, but it's also, I think, people demanding, like, oh, you know, you need to be available at all times. If I need you for something, I need to be able to get you post-haste and pronto.
Nope.
Well, tough, Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
If we need you for this show,
nope.
You need to show up.
Nope.
You did today.
I do appreciate. I appreciate that when Kara took her leave of absence, she like legitimately checked out. I have not heard hide nor hair of her.
Listen, when she takes a leave, she takes a leave.
She posted a TikTok today, though. I saw that. So she's still out there somewhere.
She's alive.
Yeah, she's still, her heart's still beating. But it's like we still go on in the group chat. Never a response. Never a mention. She
is
just
she
is
even
not
in there anymore?
Yeah, no, she's in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think she is. I'm gonna have to check that. Sure. The invasion of people's personal lives is next.
Well, you kind of put that out yourself.
Yeah, you can be private if you
want. Yeah, I was gonna say, what do they mean by that?
I mean, I don't really know. That's just all that it says: the invasion of people's personal lives.
Well, that's again the person's
fault.
Yeah,
you're putting yourself out there if you're sharing pictures of everything that you're
right.
doing and giving people glimpses into that.
Make your profile private.
Yeah,
done.
I think mine is. Well, one of mine is.
No, none of mine.
My personal one is. My
I let the world
I
know
don't
me.
Care.
Yeah, my public radio guy thing.
If I want to be private, I just don't post.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so easy to do, too. Hustle culture and bragging about not sleeping. Pushing yourself into an unhealthy lifestyle just to try to do more than everyone else.
I used to
yep,
be that
that's
way.
Me.
Mickey.
Hi.
I used to be that way. But I realized I needed to be healthy or else I'm not going to be able to brag about that kind of stuff.
I mean, you know, here's the thing, though. Like, for somebody like me or you, E, we
yeah.
care about work-life balance because we have lives.
Yeah.
We go out. We do stuff. We hang out with people.
And then there's Mickey.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So, like, her work-life balance, work is all she has. So,
I'm
you know
a workaholic.
What?
We all know this.
Yeah.
Never said it wasn't.
Yeah. So, but that's, you know, I mean, honestly, it is not healthy. But if you don't care, I'm not going to judge
yeah,
you for
it. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, whatever. Hmm? She doesn't care. She doesn't care that it's not healthy. She doesn't care that she could be living a life. She's fine just working every day, all day, 70 hours a week. But you shouldn't be complaining about it, though. Because I see you in the morning at 6 o'clock, and you're like, I'm working 70 hours. Like, yeah, but you're doing this to yourself,
yeah.
so I don't want to hear about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
The normalization and even celebration of unsafe driving.
Yeah, a lot of people are, you know, it's that fast and furious culture.
Yeah.
They want to drive
drinking
fast.
Drinking and driving.
Drinking and driving, you know.
Who celebrates that?
Oh, they're college kids.
Some of the adults around here.
I made it home last night.
Yep.
Can you believe it?
If you brag about that around me, you're getting a spin kick to the head.
Can you believe it? I got home last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some friends of murderers that are very much, like, way too old to be bragging about they got home after being blasted.
Yeah.
I'm like, super immature, but that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to make sure to not go too deep into that one because I'm going to blow a gasket if I do. So, number two is... Wait, where did I leave off?
At number two.
Monetizing and quantifying everything, even hobbies. Basically not doing anything just because you enjoy it. It's more about finding a way to earn money from stuff or doing it just to post a photo on Instagram.
So an ego boost.
So in other words, like if you're doing something that you enjoy doing, you're trying to turn it into something that makes money.
You're trying to flip it.
Right. Yeah, you're trying to flip
which
it and make
makes it,
it
not enjoyable.
Right, right, yeah. Exactly. Like, so, like, this could be something as simple as, you know, an artist, you know, who just enjoys painting or whatever, trying to, like, then make money, which isn't bad, but they're trying to make money off their paintings or their work or whatever.
And then it becomes about the money.
Right.
Very quickly, you forget.
Yeah. But that could also be, like, I know, you know, people who enjoy playing Dungeons and Dragons or whatever. Well, you know, hey, we have a lot of fun doing this. We should make a podcast out of it and try and earn sponsors and be like Critical Role. And it's like, you know what I mean? Like, nobody wants to hear you play your game. You know, they like Critical Role because it's like professional voice actors doing it. Yeah. Well, they don't want to hear you.
It was original.
Right. Yeah.
It's not original anymore.
Yeah, it was the first of its kind. You know, and again, those people are really good at what they do. They do voices, they're professional actors.
And it's scripted. It's not them playing a game. It's scripted.
Well, it's I don't know how much of it is scripted, but they do a lot of improv.
They do, but it's planned out.
Well, yeah.
Before the episode comes out.
Probably. Even so though, yeah, we don't wanna hear you do whatever it is that you're doing. Nobody wants to hear that. Or it says, or just doing it to post a photo on Instagram. So in other words, like you're just doing the thing to get the clout. Like that's oh my God. And number one was not valuing changing one's mind. Instead, we admire those who stick to their beliefs and are consistent over long periods of time, no matter what they learn or how they evolve as a person.
Wow.
In other words, being completely closed off to new information and not allowing it to affect your outlook or beliefs at all.
But that's such a simple, nice way to live.
It is.
Ignorance is bliss, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't retain new information, nothing else bad happens.
I mean,
keep all the bad that you had and don't absorb any more.
How was taxes not on this list?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good, I mean, it's a bone of contention in my book. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like taxes.
We know.
Because it's theft.
I know.
Thank you.
That was in a recent Parks and Rec episode I watched.
You're damn right it was. Ron Swanson tells no lies. So, yeah, would you add anything to this list? Take anything away? Freaks at a freakaccident.com. Why did this politician lose an election? You'll find out.
A freak accident. As entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
Democracy in the house, in the city.
Vote, vote, vote. Raise up your hands and vote, vote, vote. You better take a stand in. Vote, vote, vote. You can make a plan. Vote,
vote, vote. This story is from King 5.
The King.
King 5. It happened that many times.
Yeah.
So a small town called Rainier, Washington. Isn't that the capital of Washington?
Possibly.
No idea.
I don't remember.
I'm not in high school anymore. I don't need to
retain. We don't
got to
know that crap. Rainier, Washington, near Seattle, had a city council election last month. Two guys running for the seat were Damian Green and Ryan Roth. So why are we talking about this a month later? That is the question. But the answer will make itself apparent. They had to do a recount after Ryan won by one vote.
Which happens.
It does.
I'm sure it does, especially in these smaller elections. This is a small town city council. The vote, he literally won 247 to 246. 500 people voted in this election. That's how small it was, right? Mm-hmm. But here's why it's in the news. Damian, the person who lost to Ryan, could have won had he voted for himself.
You really blew it.
He didn't vote for himself.
So he was Did he not vote at all? Or did he vote for the other guy?
It's not clear if he voted for Ryan, wrote someone else in, or didn't vote at all. There were 6 write-in votes in the election.
Okay.
So he told a reporter he felt voting for himself felt too narcissistic.
Understandably so.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You're supposed to prove why you're the person. If you're not going to vote for yourself, what does that say?
I was just going to say, assuming that anybody wants you to be a politician is pretty narcissistic in and of itself.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of a narcissistic type of job.
Yeah.
And then to not
These
vote
These people want me to lead them.
Yeah. In a small town.
Yeah.
500 people.
Yeah. Well, 500 people who voted.
Well, this
there
is
There were
true.
Probably 1,000 who didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, so 1,500 people.
Yeah, that's like, it's only a few hundred more than who live in my town. Yeah, so it's not clear who he actually voted for. Ryan, though, the guy who won, says that he also thought about not voting for himself, but his wife convinced him that he should. Without that vote, he and Damien would have tied. The last time the town had a tie, they picked the winner by flipping a coin.
Oh, this is
it's
sweet.
It's such a little town.
I thought it was going to be something exciting. The last time they had a tie, it was guns at high noon.
Yeah.
Winner gets the job. Loser perishes.
You see, I thought it was a small town to the point where they played Pinochle and we found out the winner.
Flipping a coin is pretty damn near close
yeah,
to that,
yeah,
though.
I mean, it is.
We're playing Pinochle.
Well, it's an important position. Time to pull out our coin.
Or do you think it went like this? Coin?
It's the coin.
Yeah, it's like a special coin in a special box that mm-hmm. they open. It's like a bicentennial quarter or something yeah. like that. Like, yes, this is the election decider. Now, here's the interesting. To Damien's credit, he's not complaining.
Well, yeah, because he's stupid.
Well, he is stupid. But at least he's not, like, stupid and also brash.
Yeah.
Like some people we know.
But how did this get on the news?
Because it's funny that he didn't vote for himself and lost.
That's why.
Yes.
He's not complaining. He says he has no regrets. He plans to run again next time.
And good vote for him. For himself.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you learned your lesson.
I wouldn't vote for the guy again. If he's stupid enough not to know to vote for himself, he's not smart enough to run anything. Yeah. Whatever city council or school board.
That would be like, Mickey, when you ran Beans and Bumps and, like, you know, people would come in and ask how's the food. And you responded by going, ugh, I don't know. I wouldn't eat this crap.
Oh, yes, yeah.
It's like the same thing.
Yeah.
I'd never eat any of my own food that I cook at my restaurant. Yeah. Why would I do that? Nasty. That's similar, equivalent.
I understand.
I just can't believe that this guy, he's going to try again. Ugh.
I mean, good for him.
No, it isn't. Stupid doesn't deserve rewards.
That I agree with, though. Yeah, maybe he should just ride off into the sunset. You had your chance. You blew it catastrophically.
Yeah.
Don't try again, because we don't want, you know.
But what about who he has to go up against next time? Maybe they're worse.
They're all terrible. It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah,
this one's terrible and dumb.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, that's the thing. You want to be awful. That's one thing. Don't be stupid. Too many of them are that. That's the big problem.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, too many of the average people vote for these stupid people because they think that they're not stupid because they're too stupid to know the difference.
A lot of stupid.
It's too much.
A lot of stupid.
It's too much. Mm-hmm. It's way too much. Just you know, bury your head in the sand, watch your TikTok videos, and just, you know, become one with the couch.
Okay.
That's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was that story. Stupid. Up next, when what's going to round out the show, 15 music acts that are not good, not bad, just boring. We'll see if we all agree.
Follow A Freak Accident on Twitter at A Freak Accident. Crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
That's boring. You're boring, everybody. Quit boring, everyone.
So, Mickey, you had a good question off mic about this. So the question was, and this is another Ask Reddit. So people were asking, what are songs, or I should say singers, bands, that aren't good, but they're also not bad. They're just kind of boring. The responses got controversial, but you asked.
Because it's going to be controversial. Isn't boring bad?
No. Because you could be boring because they're just complacent.
I mean, I guess it would depend on your definition of boring. So, because I think like boring could mean a couple of different things when it comes to music. Like it could mean legitimately like this is
a dull. Fest.
This is a snooze fest. I'm not engaged. Or it could just mean this is
the same.
This is fine. Like it's unoffensive. It's not good, not bad. It's just there. You know, I'm not. And I'm
it's
not
elevator music.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm not connecting with it.
You know what's boring to me?
Me.
Yeah, but your excitement levels on this podcast just, they astound me. Yeah. They actually offend me.
Yeah.
No, but Pink Floyd, that band's boring. I guess you have to be on acid.
I think
like
it's
if you're
more,
on acid, you like it.
I'll listen to Pink Floyd. Eh. If you go to a show, it's a whole different experience.
Yeah.
Because they put a theatrical aspect to it, so it brings that music to life.
Well, that's what I heard about Kiss.
Well,
I also think is boring.
Too. Right.
Well, Kiss's music is not good.
It's, no, but their live show
is apparently quite a spectacle.
My sister and brother-in-law went there. Their final show at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
The theatrics that I saw in the videos are fantastic, and the fireworks and everything.
They put on a good show, but it doesn't detract from the fact that the music isn't.
It's just boring.
Great. Now, I disagree about Pink Floyd. I think Pink Floyd is good. If Hell on Earth heard you insulting them, she would scream and suplex you.
Pink Floyd is boring!
Well, we'll hear about that
she
after.
She didn't hear you.
Yeah, I don't know. Before we get into this, I mean, I will say, and Mickey, I'll ask you the same question, so think about where I'm going with this. There are bands. And I was talking to some people about this recently, and I've talked about it over the years, too, that there are bands, artists, whatever you want to call them, where, like, I fully acknowledge that they're good, but for whatever reason, I just don't connect with them.
Okay.
That's Nickelback to me.
Okay.
I can't connect to Nickelback. I don't know what it is. I will never go see them live. I will never own their music. Because they just, I don't know, maybe it is boring to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a band that you just don't quite get, maybe. You know?
I like them. I don't know.
I mean, for me, like who? Nickelback?
Yeah.
I mean, I like Nickelback, too. They're not the band that I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
But I meant, like, just in general, like, what's a band, you know, that you just don't get? And, I mean, for me, it's not even so much that I don't get them. It's, like, I don't think that they're bad. In fact, I think they're good. I just don't connect with them. It's, like, Korn. Believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would think me, with the bands that I do like and the era that I grew up in, I should love Korn.
Right.
And, like, I would tell you, like, yeah, I think Korn's good. I own none of their albums. I just don't. They just don't speak to me. I don't understand what it is. It just is. Bring Me the Horizon is another one.
Mm.
That's a band that's, like, very popular these days, and I've heard their music, and I'm like, yeah, they're good. But don't own any of their albums. Don't feel compelled to buy any of them either. It's weird how that happens sometimes, but there's others too. But Mickey, do you have any that you can think of that are like that?
No, because like I'm very into a song rather than the band itself. I never fell into that like, oh, I love this band. No, like I like some of their songs, but there's some songs that I'm kind of like, eh, it's not.
Yeah.
I don't connect with it. I don't.
You
like
cherry
listening
pick
to it. Yeah, I do.
And you're very much an iTunes type of listener where you don't buy the album but you get the songs.
Oh no, I've bought albums. You know, that's not, there's definitely, if there's enough on the album that I like, so like if there's 4 out of 12 songs that I like, I'll buy the album.
Okay.
You know, I'll support what they're doing because I get, you're not going to get a hit after hit after hit, and you're certainly, you know, not going to write fantastic music through and through, but if they're on a course for it, you know, if there's at least a couple songs on there that I really like and would listen to continually, okay. Mm.
Continually.
Ooh.
That's a new word.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm mushing things together.
Yeah. See, it's easy to do that, isn't
it?
So maybe don't judge me when
I'm judging you every day.
unbelievable. Anyway, so here's 15 that were compiled from this Ask Reddit, though, the top 15. Number 15 was The National, who I've never heard of.
Nope.
But the description was, every song I've heard, the singer sounds like he just woke up and has no plans to get out of bed.
So emo music.
Yeah. Now, this next band is another one that I would add to my list. I'm like, yeah, fine, they're good, but I don't connect with them. It's Three Doors Down.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. They are boring.
Yeah.
They're not bad.
Right.
I get why people like them.
But they don't knock your socks off, certainly.
No, they're not a band that you go in mosh pit to. You're not going, Three Doors Down, baby! Woo!
They are the sound of plain oatmeal, according to one poster.
Oatmeal.
Hey, I like plain oatmeal.
Ew.
It does. It, admittedly, yeah, it's like
it's nothing.
Yeah, it's a, you know, a bird puked this up, and I'm eating it.
Okay.
Yeah. The Eagles.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, 100%.
The dude said it the best in The Big Lebowski.
What'd he say?
You guys have not seen that movie?
I haven't seen it in a
but
long
I don't
time.
Remember.
He's in the one cab when he's on his way back from Jackie Treehorn's house, and the guy's playing the Eagles. And he's like, "Can you turn this off?" And the guy's yelling at him. He's like, "No." And he's like, "Listen, man, I've had a long day, and I just hate the effing Eagles." And the guy stops the car and throws him out into the street.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah, just kind of, the Eagles are fine, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, see, I like some of their songs, but there's definitely some songs that I'm kind of like, ugh.
Yeah, I mean, what, Hotel California, though, is a classic song.
Yeah,
you know,
but
they
it's
did
boring.
They did that.
Yeah, it's a terribly boring song.
Here's another one, I guess. Yeah, I'm kind of here. You too. Just never did anything for me. Just kind of.
So bad that when you guys made the U2 joke, it went right over my head.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they're that forgettable.
Yes.
I'll never like them ever since they forced that music on my iTunes.
Yeah. Right.
It's still there.
Yeah, it's still in the iPad, right?
Yeah. If you want it, I can play it
nope,
for
I'm
you.
Good. Nope, I'm good. I'm good. Don't need it. Don't
you need some
it.
U2. I've got 12 songs that I didn't ask for.
How obnoxious that their guitarist calls himself The Edge.
Yeah, he's not Edge. He's not edging.
Yeah.
He's The Edge.
The Edge of what? Sleep? Because that's usually where I am when I'm listening to U2. And I say that, you know, I'll still rock out to Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, though, if it happens to come on
can
in the bar.
Can I just say, I'm going to interrupt this list and say, number one's going to make me mad.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Don't look at it.
I already did.
Damn it.
But I'll have thoughts when we get there. So Bon Jovi at number 11. The person says there's no depth. I don't know.
There isn't depth. I mean, that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
There's just, he's living on a prayer.
Right.
How many times can Frankie and whatever else in that song be in a song?
Oh, it's
literally in every lyric.
It's lore, man. It's like Coheed and Cambria. There's an ongoing storyline with these characters.
Yeah. No, there is not.
Don't let Murd hear that I said that, because he'll kill me. Mumford and Sons. Someone called them Imagine Wagons.
Imagine Wagons.
Oh my god,
that is forever what I'm calling them.
I mean I don't know, I like Mumford and Sons. I do. I'm not gonna
but
lie,
they are pretty bland.
I don't find them boring. I find them interesting. That's just me.
Again, certain songs I enjoy, certain ones put me to sleep.
Wagons is brilliant.
Who
could deny that? Interestingly, next is Imagine Dragons.
Of course.
Now, I think they are legitimately bad. I don't think they're boring. I think they're bad.
I don't think they're bad. I think they are boring. Because every song sounds the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the thing? It all sounds the same. That's what makes them bad.
You see, I think that's boring, not bad.
Yeah, I just don't think...
Because bad means you're not making money.
Yeah. Yeah.
they know how to make money.
Yeah, I guess. But I mean, there's a lot of things that make money that aren't good, you know, and people willfully acknowledge that.
Sure.
You know, so I don't necessarily use that as a mark of success either, especially considering how stupid the average person is. It's like, so just because people are consuming it doesn't make it good. A lot of people eat McDonald's and that ain't good.
Nope.
So, you know.
Oh, it's delicious. It's
no,
just not good for
not.
You.
No, it is not.
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Every time I have to eat it, it reminds
me
why
ready,
I hate eating
if
it.
If you want to get those McNugget toys, you need to get the adult Happy Meal for 12 days.
I say this as somebody who eats McDonald's, not regularly, but I do eat it more than not at all. But I mean, every time I do, I usually regret it afterward.
I am regretting it now.
Don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. That brings me back to childhood. That's a taste that brings me back.
It never tastes as good as I remember it.
It's a religious experience for me. That's what got me to go to church.
No.
I went to church and I got McDonald's on Sunday.
Well, there you go. That's fine.
So that's the Lord's food.
Now hold on. Okay, because if anybody listening to this is a Swiftie, they're going to be upset because number 8 is Taylor Swift. I think she's bad.
Whoa.
I do.
I don't think she's boring.
I
think she has different... I mean, I'm not a Taylor Swift fan, but I don't think she's boring because she has different dynamics in her songs. They're not all the same.
I don't know if I know enough of her songs.
Exactly.
Well, then shake it off.
Hardy har har har.
Exactly.
However, like, where we work. I know it comes on the radio, but I also am not 100% sure if that's her or another singer. It's me.
That's Swift.
Yeah.
That's a meme, though, that song. That's not
right.
Even, you know, it's like that. The song isn't great, but it's funny because of the lyrical content.
You mean Travis Kelce's girlfriend?
Oh, right. Yeah, that's good. The only thing that matters now. Yeah, no, I don't think, I have never, and the funny thing is there's musicians in, that I follow on, you know, social media and things like that who I like who love her.
Sure.
Like metal musicians and stuff like that who love her. And I'm like, hey, that's a wrong opinion. But that's just, again, my opinion.
Right.
I don't think she's any good. Her music has never done anything for me. I think it's boring. I think it's dull. I think that lyrically, it's devoid of any kind of feeling or emotion other than when I've had it hard and people are mad to me or people were mean to me, which like kind of falls on deaf ears when you're a billionaire now,
yeah.
Taylor. Like, yeah, you've had it real hard. You've really had a tough run of things, haven't you? Like, unbelievable. but yeah, like, this person says she's impressive professionally and very talented. See, I don't even agree with that, but her stuff is so dull. That I do agree with. Yeah, I just don't. I don't see it. I don't see what everybody else. I don't understand why it's so popular. Like, it's just like,
she relates
to younger.
Because she sings about ex-boyfriends.
Yeah,
yeah, that's all that she sings about, though. And she sounds like everybody else.
Kids relate to that.
That's what you need to be, relatable.
Yes, but it's just like, yeah, I just don't think her voice stands out. Like, it's like it blends in like to everything else that I hear.
I do think that.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Because I do, like I said, I have a hard time knowing if that is her on the radio or another singer.
Right.
Because
it's impossible to tell.
Eh.
Yeah. Well, that's like more of a knock against music in general these days, but still true. You know, and again, like, why is she the most popular artist on the face of the planet when, like, literally everybody sounds exactly like her?
Her marketing team is fantastic.
All right, we harped on that long enough. Number 7, and I agree with this one too, Coldplay.
Yeah, that's, do you know what that is? I think that's one of those bands that's kind of like that segment we did that people do it just because it's cool, but they don't actually like it.
Maybe.
Remember when I said kale?
Oh, yeah.
Coldplay's the kale of music. People
okay.
pretend to like it.
Well, interestingly, this person says the musical equivalent of watching grass grow.
Yeah, I've heard their stage show is fantastic.
Yeah.
I would never go see it, because no.
What's that one song they did, Clocks?
Yeah.
That song's pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's like, eh.
It's boring.
Speed of Sound is a boring song that I remember, but it's boring. It's like,
the speed of sound.
There you go, he knows it.
Or it's all yellow. What song
and
is
it's
that?
All, yeah, and it's all yellow. I know way too many of his songs.
They're not a good band, though. I mean, they're definitely, I mean, they're boring. They are ones that I would say, yeah, they're fine, but I just don't connect with them. Number 6, I disagree with, I know you heavily disagree with, the Foo Fighters.
That's the one I meant, not number 1. Yeah, okay. Because here's the thing. People say they sound the same. Murder, I'm looking at you.
Yeah,
yeah, I know you and Murd aren't big fans of the Foo Fighters.
No.
I think they've evolved with every album. Except this new one where they went back.
Okay.
They went back to their first sound, which I think was just because Taylor Hawkins died. So
maybe.
it was basically Dave Grohl doing it on his own again.
Right.
So I get that. But to say they're boring, like, their music changes. They're the ones that brought it back doing analog recording.
I understand
so you hear it on each side.
However, it makes it seem like they don't have their own sound.
You don't have your own sound.
You know how you can
high five on that one, right?
Yeah,
that's right. Got you.
Certain bands, you know from the first couple notes that is that band. Foo Fighters for me, probably for Murderer, don't give me that impression.
Oh,
if
see,
it comes on, it takes me a little bit to be like, oh, that's.
Oh,
Foo
see,
Fighters.
I know.
That's weird. I totally disagree. Yeah, I feel like they stand out pretty like starkly.
You know, when I go see them in July, I already have something I want to do. I want to make baked goods and sell them outside the show so I can go, I have another confection I made.
Yeah, I think they're great. 5, Drake. He's another one that's like really popular and I don't get it.
He was a Canadian actor that made it to music.
And I don't get it.
And he's on like every song.
Have I ever heard of any
he's
of his songs?
He's a rap artist.
He's a hip hop, I would say.
It's not good. It's not good. I mean, but then again, like I grew up with freaking East West. you know, the East West wars in the 90s, you know. So like
if it doesn't bleed, it doesn't leak.
That's
Come
it.
On.
Yeah, I was spoiled when it comes to rap and hip hop. So like these days everything just seems weak ass to me. But that's Drake is boring and dull and awful. Kiss is number 4. We've already talked about them. Yeah, I would go on to say that they're not good.
But they're not going to take it.
But here, right, that's true. Well, that's
not them.
Twisted Sister.
That's
Twisted
Sister.
You're right.
Suck it. No, but here's the thing about Kiss. They were a band that was about making money.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, every band is about making money. Let's not kid ourselves.
They were truly like,
but yeah,
he had a business
he had a plan.
Set up for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we're going to have action figures. We're going to have comic books. We're going to have... They were a little kid band.
Yes.
They were for little kids. And people that still go see them are little kids.
That's fine.
You heard what I said, and I meant it.
Maroon 5.
Yep.
I kind of like Maroon 5.
I like Adam Levine.
What?
I really said a bad word there. You might want to bleep that out.
Yeah.
By accident.
Okay. I'll mark that.
Yeah, mark that. So I like that they're talented, but I get that they're boring.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that they're a great band. Like, I'm not going to sit here and start, like, defending them against people who are saying that they're not great or whatever, but I think I enjoy them. That's just me.
I like Sarah Bareilles, too.
All right. What? Yeah, rock that. I'm okay with that.
She actually beat them in a college music battle.
That does not shock me at all.
She is going to write you a love song. What else we got here?
Ed Sheeran at number 2.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran is so boring, his favorite color is clear.
Is that Mr. Cellophane?
Mr. Cellophane? Is that
from a play?
Oh, okay. I kind of like Ed Sheeran too, but I think his last album, because he came out with 2 albums this year. I don't know, the dude's just been bored writing a whole ton of music, I guess.
I heard
bits of the second one.
I could tell you.
Not great, and I'll be honest with you, the first one didn't really impress me either, and I say that as somebody who likes his
music.
He's
just not hitting.
Yeah,
his
that's what
tour
I mean.
Did terrible.
Yeah.
You couldn't give away tickets.
Interesting.
Like, people didn't want him.
Did he say something stupid?
No.
No.
No, I just think he's gotten...
He got boring.
He's got lazy, yeah, because he had a couple of good albums, and like I said, this last one, I heard some of the songs on it, and I'm just like, oof. I don't know if I'm going to spend money on this. The one before it I did buy, and I was like, I remember listening to it, and I remember thinking, this is like really not great. Like, it's just kind of forgettable. So like I think he's gotten worse
boring.
As time has gone on, but I mean, his earlier stuff I thought was pretty decent.
Yeah, the thing about Ed Sheeran is he's soulless. He's a redhead, he's soulless, and listen to his music. It has no soul. Proof. That's all. Their freckles are all the souls they've stolen from other people.
Number 1,
you know that's true.
5 Finger Death Punch.
Ah!
They're a band that was very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying they're bad. This is a true one that I believe are just boring.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, I would say right now that they are bad.
I don't think they're bad.
I think they were boring for a while. I think they've transitioned into bad territory. But I'm with you, and I know a friend of ours, mutual friend Jon Snow, agrees with me on this. Their early stuff was spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
Like I will die on the hill that Way of the Fist is a modern classic of metal. That album rules. Then there was the next one, which was pretty good. Not quite as good as Way of the Fist, but it was still pretty good. And then like as time went on, what's interesting. They made a transition. They went from, and I remember talking, somebody that we used to work with, I remember talking with them about how Rob Halford did guest vocals on their one song, Lift Me Up, which was On the Wrong Side of Heaven and the Righteous Side of Hell, Part 1. It was a dual album that they released the one year.
Okay.
A double album, I should say. Rob Halford did guest vocals on the one song. And I remember this person saying, it was really like, you know, wow, what a compliment to them. That like one of the legends of heavy metal was willing to essentially give his stamp of approval by being a guest vocalist on one of their songs. It's like this really shows how these guys have really like kind of risen up as like, you know, a modern torchbearer for metal, you know, and everything else. And I remember I was agreeing. I'm like, yeah. And like that first half of that double album was great. And the second half was awful. And that was the transition point. Like after that, And you can argue that some of their stuff was like cringe and everything before that, whatever. But that was the point when they went from being like still arguably good to just being bleh.
Well, I think they became the Nickelback of metal.
That's literally what it says on here. This person says the exact
same thing. Oh, there you go. They became the Nickelback of metal. They know what makes money.
It's yeah.
They know
I
what
mean,
sells. And I get it. I don't I'm not disagreeing with what they're doing.
They became a caricature of themselves, though. That's the thing I think that bothers me the most.
I just think they just got boring.
That's okay.
They held on.
Yeah.
They're holding on to what sells. What makes it on the radio?
The most boring
Again,
music imaginable. Yeah.
They got to make money somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can keep making music, I guess, you know, but it's when it's nothing, when it's never different. You know,
maybe
it,
it will now.
Sends...
They seem to have been quiet for some time.
They
so.
Should be. They should take a long rest and think about some
things. Well, Ivan actually thought about just stopping. He was actually just, he said last summer he was stopping.
Well, he wasn't, he's historically, he is not, tours aren't kind to him.
No.
Like, he has a lot of demons, personal demons, right. And like they tend to not, they tend to run free when he's out on tour.
Mm.
You know, the road is hard on people.
Sure,
you know?
It
and it's
is.
Like, yeah, he just can't. He can't handle
Speaking
it.
Speaking of not having a life,
right? Yeah, exactly. So that wraps up this list. I mean, if you agree, disagree, freaksatafreakaccident.com. We'll absolutely we'll revisit this if a listener has something to add to this.
Yes.
But that's the end of the show. We're gonna have to bump the guy trying to collect the videos.
Yeah, we'll get to that next week because
yeah,
it's
be
worth
week.
It.
And next week is also the last new episode of 2023. So make sure you get here for it. We'll yes. celebrate the end of another year before we take the last 2 weeks off. And then we'll be back in the new year with more shenanigans. But so we got one more new episode coming. Make sure you subscribe where you listen to podcasts so that you don't miss it. Leave a good review of this show wherever it is that you download and listen to podcasts or everywhere that podcasts are. If you yes. want to just go on a spree and review us everywhere, we'd love that. Our website is freakaccident.com, obviously mentioned before. That's freakaccident.com. We've got the connect section with all of our social media links there. We've got a shop with some t-shirts that you can buy. There's also a form in the shop to request free stickers. And every episode we've ever done is in the podcast section. So go check that out at the website. And again, freakaccident.com is the place to send us an email. So thanks for listening to this one. Share us with your friends. And we'll be back again soon with some more ridiculous. More mistakes will be made. Make sure you're here to join us.
Wow,
for
that putt petered out fast.
I'm tired. For a freak accident, I'm Chris Scott.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
I was already a man.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.